happy day when Jesus was. When my Jesus was, he was most in the way. A happy day.
To God be the glory, family. Hallelujah. And family, let us praise God together. So thank you for praying with the We Are Family prayer line, live and on podcast. Our mission is to pray for the salvation of all of our family and families throughout the world. Glory to God. I am fired up. So let's begin with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us to pray. We pray to surrender and to submit to your will, your word, your plan for our lives. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:4-5 tells us, as you come to him, a living stone. Whew, no, that's Jesus we're talking about. Rejected by people, but chosen and honored by God. Hallelujah. You yourselves, as living stones, a spiritual house, are being built to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, we say hallelujah, amen, and thank you, Lord. Family, welcome to Bible Beats, reliant on God. I have my sister Bernadette Harris Brody. And Bernadette, what's on your mind?
Well, with the topic of God reliance, it's really the solution to remaining on the path of peace, spiritual growth, victory now, and the path of everlasting life. We must see that at whatever age we are, is how many years we've practiced doing what is contrary to God's word, which in itself is self-reliance. But Romans 12:1-2 tells us to give our bodies as a living sacrifice. In this case, the sacrifice is crucifying the flesh, dying to our flesh daily. Our own way of doing things, full of pride, self-importance, in ignorance to God's more perfect way. There is no good thing in our flesh. No flesh should glory in God's sight. Our righteousness, us trying to do good, and be right, is but filthy rags. We just need to stop our works, to stop it, and rest in Christ's finished work on the cross. Acknowledge God in all our ways for God to direct our path. So Deuteronomy 30:15, God says, see, today I have set before you life and blessing, prosperity, death and curses, adversity. And also in Hebrews 4:9-11, so there remains a full and complete Sabbath rest for the people of God, for the one who has once entered his rest has also rested from the weariness and pain of human labor, just as God rested from those labors uniquely his own. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest of God, to know and experience it for ourselves, so that no one will fall by following the same example of disobedience as those who died in the wilderness. Family, unfortunately, Moses missed the privilege to enter into the promised land also, because Moses was told to speak to the rock, and the rock represented Christ. The rock gave water to the Israelites in the wilderness. Moses hit the rock, but we know that the scripture tells us that Jesus was beaten, suffered, and died once for all. When we sin, as it tells us in the scripture, 1 John 1:9, we just need to confess, which is to speak. Tell God that sin, that weakness, that insecurity, that shortcoming, that shame, tell it to God, because God is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus died, his work completed at the cross. It is finished. The place of rest we enter into. Anytime after that, the Holy Spirit shows us when we're not walking according to our liberty in Christ and victory over shame, guilt, sin in our lives. We only need to confess it, speak it, say it. God, forgive me. And God is faithful. Hallelujah. And he will cleanse us from that weakness, that shame, that doubt. Whatever we expose, as we speak it, we tell it, and we confess it. We give God the opportunity to be glorified in that weakness and to move through us. Moses stated his weakness when he was first called to deliver the Hebrews from Egypt. He said, I can't speak. That's self-reliance. Moses was unwilling to trust God, to obey God. When he was told by God to speak to the rock in the wilderness for the rock to bring forth the water, Moses chose to hit the rock instead, showing his strength and his anger. But that's not the character of Christ, not Christ's mercy or his grace. Every second of each day, we make the same choice to either rely on God totally, completely, as opposed to relying on our own flesh, our intellect, our skills, strength, and ability. We must recognize, like John 15:5, the one who remains in Christ and Christ is in that individual, they produce much fruit, because we can do nothing without Christ. Let's allow God to show us what we don't know, and we allow God to manifest what he wants to do in our lives, in every situation, in every one of our weaknesses, insecurities, the shame. If we expose that, and God can use that to his glory. So we rely on God instead of our own will, even our limited willpower, to try to do good, to have confidence in our flesh instead of confidence in the reliance on God in us, in his word, and tells us what we can do and be in Christ. That's the solution to remaining on the path of peace, spiritual growth, victory now, and on the path of everlasting life. So what's your thoughts, Eleanor?
Bernadette, you have said something, my sister, and I thank God for it. Because, family, reliance on God is what it's about. Hallelujah. It's connected to John 15:5, verse 5, that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him produces much fruit, because you can do nothing without me. Glory to God. Family, that is the goal. Just as Bernadette has shared, we find no strength in self-reliance, only disappointment and failure. It's like Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Would you agree, Bernadette?
Absolutely. And it says again in John 15:6, if anyone does not remain in Christ, he is thrown aside like a branch and he withers. They gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burnt. So family, Christ reminds us in John 15:6, the works of the flesh are going to be destroyed. We either destroy it, the works of the flesh, that is, when we surrender and crucify our flesh, or it will be burnt. This is how we allow our minds to be renewed with God's word, as it states in Romans 12:2. Again, Jesus says in John 15:7, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, then you can ask whatever you want, and it will be done for you.
To God be the glory. You know, this is such a blessing. And family, we keep hearing the theme over and over with Romans 12:1-2. And I challenge you to take Romans 12:1-2 and put it to memory, because that's where we hear how God's word transforms us to line up with God's perfect will. And this is the confidence we have before him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him. Family, that's God's word too. 1 John 5:14-15. To God be the glory. Family, I thank and praise God for what Bernadette has shared with us on the need to rely totally and completely on God, that we will surrender to him. Glory to God. Not so that we don't get what we want, but so that we get even better than what we could have ever anticipated. Hallelujah. And so, Bernadette, I say thank you for breaking it down like a fraction. And I ask, will you give the invitation to come to Christ?
Yes, family, to become a branch on the vine of our Savior Jesus Christ, we must admit that we are in need of the Savior Jesus Christ and his completed work on the cross to deliver us from sin. Then we believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God who died to pay for our sins, that God raised Christ from the dead to restore us in right relationship with our Heavenly Father. And we confess acceptance of this free gift. Pray along with me. Heavenly Father, I have sinned and I seek forgiveness. I desire to have Jesus Christ as my Savior, to live in my heart, to lead, guide, and direct me, to help me to deny myself so Christ Jesus can live in me. I surrender my old thoughts and ways of sin, guilt, shame. And I receive my new life in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. So let us pray. Father God, thank you for providing our once sin-filled soul to be set free through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and restoring our souls to a right relationship with God. Let us enter into your rest, Lord. Lead us, Holy Spirit, and make us aware of our sins so that we may quickly repent and be forgiven. Lord, direct us to scriptures so that we may be reliant on God and staying on the path of peace, spiritual growth, victory now. Hallelujah. that leads us into an everlasting life. Hallelujah. We desire, Lord, to surrender and be reliant on you, no longer looking to this foolish, pretentious world. Hallelujah. We place within our heart to see that today an almighty God has set before us life and prosperity. And we choose life and prosperity and not death and adversity. Hallelujah. And why we must tell about a true and living God with a Son and a Savior named Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, that's why we have confidence to pray and receive what we ask. According to your word, we pray for the Ukrainians suffering great despair with a reliance on God. So have mercy, Lord. Strengthen them. Protect them, Lord. Now, Lord, we pray for our sick right now to recover. Hallelujah. And we pray for the confused to surrender to you, Lord, for confusion is not of God. Help our children and grandchildren to have godly parents to raise them up in godly ways. You are our living stone, rejected by people, but chosen and honored by God. Hallelujah. Make us living stones, a spiritual house built to be a holy priesthood. Help us, Lord, to offer our lives as spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And it's in the name of our Savior and Jesus that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Bernadette, I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for blessing us and family. You know I love you as well.